It's 8:37 on Saturday, May 30th, 2015. And this is the Hidden Note. Hey guys, Justin here again. Kind of busy day today. So, earlier this week, we got ourselves... about a week and a half, I guess 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. That's the final date I'm going to stick with. We went ahead and ordered a new TV. Our first new TV in, ever. We are actually using a HD TV for once. We've been using a TV that's about 15 years old. Pretty much has been with Patty since 5 years before she even knew me, and has been our major television since then. And we decided to make the plunge and step into the modern world of television and see what this whole HD thing is about. So I spent the day kind of hooking everything up. When they delivered it Wednesday, they went ahead, hooked up the TV. They kind of did a sloppy job, left the cable box sitting on the entertainment system. It was kind of meh. So I basically spent the day just fixing it. Cable box is now nice and neat underneath. Removed some of the excess wires that we didn't need. Put the Roku 3 in. Got that all set up and started playing around with the new Harmony remote I have. Logitech Harmony 360. Logitech Harmony 650. My mouth is not working tonight. Logitech Harmony 650. Very odd remote. I'm still trying to get used to it. Switching between the Roku mode for watch a movie and watch TV mode is pretty easy, but it kind of gets a little screwy when I try to listen to music mode, and it tries to use the Pandora app on the TV. I'm debating trying to use the Roku app, but I really don't like the Roku Pandora app as much as I like the Samsung Pandora app. It looks better. But besides that, it's pretty interesting trying to use it. Patty is sticking to using the normal remote, so she's kind of holding on to those three while I'm using the master remote, I guess. So, yay. But it was kind of fun trying to hook that up. I still want to try to toy around with it a bit more, see if I can get it to work a little bit better, but for now, it works, and that's what matters. So, while I was showing her around the new system and everything, we ended up on Netflix and started setting up her account, because we originally had a Roku One, and even though Netflix has been having multiple accounts for a few years, the Roku One Netflix app doesn't let you use multiple accounts. You're stuck using the main one. So right now, the one labeled Justin is a weird Franken account that's a mix between mine and her interest, and odd stuff that kind of flows between the two. Set up her account. I'm probably going to delete the old account and just, you know, start recreating my own. Just so I can... Just make sure it reflects what I like. But we did end up looking around a few anime movies just to start building her account, and we ended up stumbling upon Space Pirate Captain Hardock. The name, was instantly familiar to me, and since then I've looked at the Wikipedia page, so I now know that there's a huge manga series and couple TV series based on the character. Didn't know that. The character was instantly familiar for me from one of my earliest animes I've ever watched, Galaxy Express 3-9. So, seeing the character having his own movie, I'm suddenly like, oh, I'm interested, let's see what this is. Beautiful movie, absolutely stunning. If you liked some of the CGI anime movies that are out nowadays, this movie's right up your alley. Unless you care about plot. If you care about plot and knowing and understanding what's going on, maybe you should watch this movie, because holy hell... I could not understand what was going on half the time. They just kept kind of jumbling around, and it could just be that the translation wasn't that great. That's a possibility. but it just, I don't know, it was really jumbled. The movie was absolutely brilliant. The score was nice. The Foley work with the characters, just the squeak of the leathers as the characters move, things like that, was pretty nice. But plot-wise, it was really lacking, so I wouldn't recommend it as a good movie to pay attention to, but it's a fun popcorn movie to watch, so there's that. And that's really about it. I've pretty much been spending the day working on that and watching the movie and getting the TV up and running. So I've got some InDesign studying to do later tonight. I am recording a little bit early, so I got some time to do that. And, you know, moving forward. So it should be just two more days until the official Dog Days of Podcasting, my official Dog Days of Podcasting run. So this pre-run has been pretty good so far. I think the last two times I've done this, I kind of missed a few pre-run days once I started. So the fact that I've managed to keep it rolling since, what was it, Wednesday I started? It's pretty good. So, one more day and then the official run starts. Until then, this has been Justin. You've been listening to The Hidden Node. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.